This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Much time as he may consume.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You have no idea how great this feels to be back here at work in the people's house. As you can imagine, these last 3.5 months have been pretty challenging times for me and my family. But if you look at the outpouring of love, of warmth, of prayer, my gosh, Jennifer and I have been overwhelmed with all of that outpouring, and it's given us the strength to get through all of this and to get to this point today. And it starts with God. When I was laying out on that ball field, the first thing I did once I was down and I couldn't move anymore is I just started to pray. And I will tell you, it gave me an unbelievable sense of calm, knowing that at that point it was in God's hands. But I prayed for very specific things. And I will tell you, pretty much every one of those prayers was answered. And they were some pretty challenging prayers I was putting in God's hands. But he really did deliver for me and my family, and it just gives you that renewed faith in understanding that the power of prayer is something that you just cannot underestimate. So I'm definitely a living example that miracles really do happen. The first place I want to go to thank true angels along the way starts with the United States Capitol Police. When I was elected majority whip, as you know, the elected leadership has a security detail. And if anybody ever wondered why we're assigned security detail, I surely found out that day.
Steve Scalise on his return to the House after that shooting at the softball field, 3.5 months ago, and says the power of prayer is just something that you cannot underestimate. And there he is. He could have bled to death, but he was taken care of by a fellow congressman who was experienced in battle. Applied a tourniquet. Go ahead.
Could have died from shock.
Yeah, I mean, any one of things.
That you get shot and they die due to shock.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and the bullet, the damage that did, I mean, to his hip and his pelvis and what they had to do. I mean, you talk about the doctors coming together to put him back, back together again, as he says, Humpty Dumpty. Wow, I mean, unbelievable. And, in 3.5 months recovery to be at this this point to where he could walk, yes, with some crutches, but he didn't want to come in and be motored in. He wanted to be upright. He wanted to stand, okay? And he stood and he walked into the well of the house there and touched not only his fellow legislators, but dare I say, citizens across this country of ours. And he gave credit where credit was due. Starting with God, his family, the Capitol Police, the people that were there, fellow legislators who were there that day, that were instrumental. They all, coming together in the prayers of people around this country for the Scalise family. A great victory, I believe, after all is said and done, a great victory for liberty, a victory for this country, a victory of people of faith. of seeing that God is still interested, very much interested in our lives, and he does answer prayers. And as Steve Scalise said, you know, if you've ever wondered why, he knows now.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast. And it's money you control, not the big banks.
Okay.
833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. With us right now, yes, the Lolo girl, the one, the only, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, because another year passes by. Is that what happens?
Adding years and adding wrinkles.
Well, those are character marks as a result of all the chillins, and we're not even counting dogs here. We're just talking chillins here right now.
Like when I look in the mirror now, I kind of like, I don't know if any of you other ladies do this, but I look and I kind of pull my face back and I'm like, ooh, that looks better. I can understand how Joan Rivers got to where she did.
But she got pulled really, tight. And of course, Megyn Kelly, of course, has to point out she's meeting, this is her first week on her big show, right? And she's meeting with Jane Fonda and she's got to point out that she's had some plastic surgery. Probably not a way to endear the guest, I don't think.
Well, Jane Fonda surely didn't appreciate it. And this is the thing. They should have cleared that with her first. Are you okay talking about this? Mm-hmm. And obviously they didn't. And I think Jane Fonda kind of handled it the best that she could. I mean, she just kind of said, you're going to talk about that now?
Yeah.
And then she went on to say, redirect it. Let me tell you what I think is so great about this new movie that she has coming out with Robert Redford. And she kind of just, sideswiped her and just went around her and didn't even discuss it, but it kind of made Megan look a little, unqualified or just insensitive. I don't know the word that I can find to describe what she did, but, that's just so personal. I mean, I don't know anybody that want to go on and talk about that kind of thing. I remember when I was on Politically Correct forever ago, and Botox was like the big new thing that people were doing. I mean, this was like 2001. And I had gotten some in my forehead because my mother used to go, your forehead is so wrinkled, you look like you're 100. And I'm like, well, I'm not that, who cares? So I got some done, and they asked me, they're like, hey, are you comfortable talking about that? Because somehow with the producers, they go through all these questions that you might want to get into. And I said, I don't mind talking about it. So we did, but I said, it's okay. I don't mind talking about it. I remember Bill asked me, he goes, why in the world would you do that? And I said, because if I didn't, my forehead would look like yours. And he goes, ooh, touche. I mean, what can he say coming back? And people couldn't believe I did it because Bill will zing you.
Yes.
After that, he really respected me, and I was a repeated guest on his show because he thought that was funny, but it was true. But I knew ahead of time, so I was prepared with an answer. But to ask something like that that's very intrusive and not even clear it with her first, totally uncalled for.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that was just
Although, by comparison, interesting, I don't know if you caught O'Reilly with Matt Lauer. And Lauer says, yeah, okay, I'll have you on the show. We'll do an interview about your new book. But before we do, I'm going to address that 8,000-pound gorilla in the room. We're going to talk about Fox, and we're going to talk about all the accusations. And Lauer was, boy, he was aggressive. know, if he was that aggressive with everybody, Matt Lauer would have an incredible career. Well, you know, I mean, he might have a lot more respect, but he really went after O'Reilly really hard on this, and to Bill's credit, because he's a master, he knows how to handle these things. He was upright, mm-hmm. he was honest, he was direct, and he did push back and let Lauer know in a nice sort of way that he had gone far enough. Because even with the questions, this is part of the problem that I have today, Lauren, is that the questions that people ask today, I mean, just by the questions, you know exactly where they're coming from. It's adversarial. They've got their preconceived notion, and especially if they're anti-Trumpers. If it's anti-Trump, I hate Trump, I hate, you know, even in the, I mean, there's no objectivity in the question itself, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think still, too, I need to go back to my main point that they need to clear that.
Yes.
And so people are prepared. Otherwise, as a journalist, you don't know what they're going to say back. And I know that you have to be voracious and go after the story, but do you really want to look stupid on national television when somebody goes, "You're going to ask me that? I'm not answering that. That's ridiculous. Why waste your time?" That should already be decided ahead of time. And if they're not comfortable answering those questions, you don't ask them.
Right. Well, she really needs to call a time out on what she's doing here, because it's not fared well for her. That interview with Putin, I don't know if you saw that, but Putin schooled her. Putin was like a kitten with a little mouse, just playing with this little mouse. I mean, it was really embarrassing. I really felt sorry for Megyn Kelly, because it's like,
well, and she's offended several people. I mean, not only has she seemed like, what are you doing with Putin, but with several just stars that she's interviewed, even Deborah Messing, because, you know, they're reviving
Yes.
Great,
right,
which is coming back. And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy about that, too, because the show is so pro-gay movement and people have their obvious opinions about that. But she really offended Deborah Messing. And so I'm like, girl, and, you know, and supposedly she and Kelly Ripa have all this mess going. I don't know what's like National Enquirer information and what's true.
Yeah,
I'm not sure which is which, but I didn't even know her show had launched. I mean,
just this week. But it's like, you know, who is reviewing the questions that she's asking here? I mean, some of this stuff almost seems like it's spontaneous, and you go, but even from that standpoint, you risk a lot when you're being spontaneous, especially when you're on a bad roll here. She really is having a rough time. Hey, we got several other stories here. You were telling me about this guy, and I saw this briefly, but I didn't get the full story about this man who thought he may have a lung tumor, and it turned out to be something altogether different. What happened?
Well, I read it this morning, and I was like, that is hilarious, because this man, I mean, he probably wondered if he's dying. You know, that he's having trouble coughing and a lot of mucus and issues, sorry, TMI.
Yeah,
but he went to the doctor and they did an X-ray and they saw this mass and they said, looks like you have a tumor. So they're probably concerned, is it cancer? So when something like that happens, they try to biopsy, you know, before they go in. So they do the biopsy. Well, they did the biopsy and they were kind of like, what? And they went back again, if this is what I understand correct, to happen. They go in a second time. And it was a little bitty cone, like a traffic cone that little children play with. So it looks like the big orange cones, but it's the miniature version.
Right.
He had somehow ingested that. And he remembered when it happened, but I think he just didn't. He thought he had passed it when he was seven. You know, his parents thought he had just. So when he was 7 years old.
Yeah, who holds on to a traffic cone for 40 years inside their body?
Well, and what happens with your body when there's a foreign substance there, your body's so amazing. It says something's going on. We got to put.
Yeah, that doesn't belong. That doesn't belong here.
That doesn't belong here. But since it had gone to his lung, not his digestional tract, it lodged there. His body formed this, you know, calcification around it, almost like a little cyst to protect the rest of his body. And I guess over the 40 years, it had just started affecting, you know, his breathing. So they have all just been howling about it because he's so relieved. Okay, I don't have lung cancer or lung tumor. This was something that I ingested when I was 7 years old. And it reminded me of a friend of mine. We were growing up. They thought that she had a stomach tumor. We were in the second grade. We were all praying for her. We were in the same church together. And I remember it vividly. So I would have been like 7 years old.
Okay, but, all right. I'll tell you what. I got to stop you right there because we got to go to break. Everybody's going to wait. You're going to find out what it was. More from Lauren Kitchen Stewart on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, Lauren Kitchen Stewart continues. Hey, by the way, you can find her on Facebook. It's been a while since we've talked about how we can locate you, Living Life with Lauren, and on Instagram under Lauren Kitchen Stewart. And if they want to connect with you because they would like you to come and speak to their group, how do they do that?
Either either of the ways you just mentioned. I have a website, laurenkitchens.com, kind of under construction, but you can still get through. Mm-hmm. And I would love to talk to any of you. And I like to tell you this. If you don't hear back from me, it's because I didn't get it.
Yes.
Because I respond to everyone always. That's very important to me. Mm-hmm. So any of those ways you can get in touch with me. You can even find me on Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Facebook and send me a private message, Living Life with Lauren. Or you can ask Bill. He'll tell you.
Oh, I'll tell you. I can give you my cell number. I can track her down. Yeah, her website's under construction, and they got a little traffic cone right there. Just don't ingest it, okay? Okay, so anyway, your girlfriend, so you're praying, everybody's praying for this girl.
I can't believe you left everybody hanging like that. Yes, go
well,
ahead.
Well, you know, this is radio suspense. They, you know, because they already don't know what's going to happen between you and I anyway, but they know it's fun. So here it is. So we're praying for this young girl. She's got something in her stomach, and then so what happened?
This is 1972. Mm-hmm. We're in the second grade. We all go to church together. She has a stomach tumor. We're all worried. And I remember it vividly because it upset mm-hmm. me even as a little child. They went in to take out the tumor, and it was a hairball.
A hairball?
She apparently is, because she would be nervous.
Was she part cat or something?
Yeah,
only cats do hairballs.
She would turn her hair around, and she would chew on her hair. And what's so funny is I remember her my whole upbringing chewing her hair. Like, whenever you saw her, her hair would be in her mouth.
Oh.
So she had ingested so much hair that it was a massive hairball. And we talked about that for years and years, and they put the hairball, like, in a little glass container, and she kept it. I guess she still has it. I need to ask her.
You see, this is what mothers say. See, then your mother goes, don't chew on your hair. You're going to get a hairball.
And you can.
I had no idea that could happen. So this gal, she'd been gnawing on her hair for quite a while.
Well, if we were seven, I would say it probably took it, three, four years to gnaw on your hair enough to get a big hairball. And I don't remember if she did it after that or not. I don't know what you do to keep somebody from gnawing their hair. Like your nails, you can put that bitter apple stuff on them so your kids
right.
don't gnaw their nails. But with the hair, I don't know what she put on it, but she never got another hairball, so she must have broke that habit.
She redeemed herself, so that's good. So,
but they don't believe. You know, they go in wondering if she's going to live, and they come out
going, oh my gosh,
it's a hairball. So they were so thankful. And the church, we all talked about it, and I'm sure she was horribly embarrassed.
Mm. Well,
I don't even know if she'd want to talk about it to this day. It might bring back some bad memories.
Yeah, now she's listening to the show, and she goes, great, thanks for bringing it up. You know, here I am, cough. Every time I cough now, the kids are going to go, oh, Mom, are you choking on another one of your hairballs?
The kids would meow at her at school. Like when she would walk by, they'd go, meow, meow, and they probably did that for a couple of years. So took her a long time to live.
Don't you love kids? I mean, one minute they're praying, oh, Jesus, come here, be in there. And next minute, then they're making fun of them. Well, you're not dying, so now we can make fun of you.
Yeah. Just have a little humor. This is funny. You're living, and nothing's wrong with you. Now she's 52, alive and well, and still has her hairball sitting on her dresser.
As a
reminder. That's probably why she quit eating her hair. They made her look at that thing every day in her bathroom when she went in to brush her teeth. She's like, I'm not going through that again.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. And her husband's going, can we get rid of the hairball?
Yeah, no. It's probably like floating in formaldehyde or something.
Oh.
Well, no, but hair doesn't go away. Doesn't hair, like, always keep growing? Like, after you pass away, like, your hair keeps growing, your ears and your nose, even once you pass on.
Where did you...
No,
somebody's pulling your leg. See, no, when you're dead, you're dead.
Well,
sorry. The body stops. There's no blood. It's not to keep going there, okay? So your hair's not going to grow. So, like, all of a sudden, they're gonna dig you out of the tube, and you're gonna look like
you're
that.
You're just a casket full of hair and nose and ears. Maybe it's, you know what I'm thinking, is that when you get older, like as you age,
yeah, okay.
Ears,
well,
nose,
that's
and your body,
that's
hair,
one thing, because
grows.
Yeah, because all the hair in the wrong places grows. We already know that stuff. And
so I'm getting confused with old age.
And being dead. Yeah, when you're dead, you're dead. Sorry. So now you can go to sleep tonight and rest well, knowing that when you die, that's when you go, God, when I die and come to heaven, will you tell me will my hair keep growing?
Am I going to be Rapunzel?
Yeah, Rapunzel, let down your hair, exactly.
Yeah. Rip Van Winkle. That's
Rip Van Winkle was the person that slept. Rapunzel, you should have left it at Rapunzel.
No,
I'm trying to save you.
Dude, there was some fairy
fairy tale about some guy whose hair grew and grew and grew and birds nested in it. I think it was Rip Van Winkle because he slept, and while he was sleeping, because he wasn't dead,
okay,
his
see,
hair kept growing.
Yeah, you see, you know, when you're a Mexican little kid, you don't get some of these stories. You know, it's later on you get them, and you go, "What were they thinking?" You know,
you got to Google Rip Van Winkle.
All right. So yeah, because you're probably right. I mean, after all, you are a professor, and you know all these things.
Of course, yeah. That
yes.
means I know everything about everything in the whole wide world, especially being a communications professor.
We're absolutely destroying this whole thing. People are going, what are these two knuckleheads talking about? Hey, let's talk about something else. What about the NFL? What did you guys do over the week? I mean, you know, watching all this craziness going on. You know, one out of the eight football players decided, okay, we're going to follow suit and go Colin Kaepernick and just absolutely do everything we can to reduce the brand of the NFL. Goodell goes, he's all in. Some of the owners all in. I mean, it's like, you guys, what are you thinking? You are destroying your brand, the game, and what you heard after the national anthem was the sound of people clicking the channel en masse around the country.
Well, I think one of the last big major football game, they had the least viewers that they've had since like the 1970s or 80s or something. I mean, that people are so disgusted. And did y'all hear Donald Trump, President Trump, when he was like, you know, this is what I want to say to him, SOB. I was like, ooh,
yeah.
That surprised me. But I think
yeah, fire that SOB. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The way he came off. Yes, it was. You know, that's what he is. I mean, he's very aggressive with his conversation. And by the way, a little sidebar programming note, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Jonathan Kahn about his new book, Paradigm. Lauren, I'll tell you, you're going to have chicken skin listening to what he has to share. It's the ancient blueprint. He takes what God did with Israel, overlaps it over modern day America. And you're going to find Jezebel in there, in today. You're going to find Ahab in there. And you know what happened to Ahab and his kingship and his family and all that. Also, remember who replaced Ahab and who rendered judgment on the family of Ahab. That type of character, I will share this with you just to let you know. The way Jonathan lays this out, and I mean, when he lays it out, it's to the day and to the number of years, including Osama bin Laden. His name is in the Bible in the Old Testament. And the Osama archetype in the Bible in the Old Testament in 2 Kings was murdered in his bed. Let's go to Osama bin Laden and was murdered in his bedroom. Also, the character who came in to render judgment on Ahab's family is the archetypical character likened to Donald Trump.
Wow. Now, what is the name of this book? Because I want to get it.
It's called Paradigm.
Paradigm. Oh,
Paradigm.
That
Jonathan
Kahn.
Well, you remember Harbinger, right? You remember Harbinger?
Yeah.
How incredible that. This is. And I know Harbinger blew people away. This is beyond Harbinger.
And this is based on facts.
Oh yeah, no.
This is not based on. This is what I think.
No. We're not talking about the rapture on September the 23rd. We're not going wiggy here. What we're talking about is, again, God is a God of pattern. We know that. Same today, yesterday, and forever. Right. So here's the pattern, and it's there, and you can overlay it over current history, and I'll let you figure out who Jezebel is. Okay. I'm not going to tell you, but you'll hear it tomorrow. Well, actually, you'll hear it a little bit later on. Yeah, and she's written a couple of books and won't go away. But anyway, I'll leave it at that. So, but that's going to be coming up in the next hour. So stay with us for that. Lauren, we got to say goodbye. Parting is always such sweet sorrow. Always enjoy our time together. It's life in the fast lane, and it's to the fullest, and it's always fun with you.
It's always fun. I will leave y'all with this one sentiment. Meow! And that's all I'll say. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Take care.
Bye, y'all.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you have to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is there for you. Well, according to the American Telemedicine Association, more than 15 million Americans received some kind of Medicare via telehealth in 2015. You ready for that? That's a fact, Jack. As they say, telehealth is defined as delivering health care services and education via information technologies to facilitate diagnosis, consultation, and treatment while the patient and healthcare professional are at different sites. Telehealth can include email consultations, video visits, remote patient monitoring, trackers and apps, and mobile health services such as a text message. Here to tell us all about it and to explain even further how telehealth is comforting many people around this country today, because you know when you're in trouble and you've got a health question, there's nothing like being able to talk to somebody as quickly as possible. Dr. Patrick Cornea joins us. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer for National Health Plan and Hospitals Quality at Kaiser Permanente. Dr. Cornea, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks. You've done a good bit of my work for me already. That was a great definition.
Well, I hope. Well, just because I've been involved with it and I've experienced myself, and as I say, Dr. Cornea, boy, an incredible amount of peace of mind when there is a health question that comes up. I know in dealing with our own kids and with our grandchildren, boy, there's nothing like having a professional on the other end that can
that can help you out, you know, right away. And because sometimes, you know, my mother, who knows everything, you know, she's 93 and has experienced everything, she gets a little cranky when I call her up at 2 o'clock in the morning, because that seems to be when the kids, you know, find themselves in a crisis, right?
Yeah, and that as a usual source of advice may not be right at that time of day. You're exactly right. Being able to connect to your physician or other members of the care team is great.
Yeah, so let's talk about telehealth, and I kind of laid out a little bit about what it is, but we can, you know, reinforce, you know, telehealth and advances that it's made over the years here.
You know, your point about connectivity in your definition is a great one, because it gives the opportunity to break through some of the barriers of time and geography that used to make it more difficult for a patient like you, someone who is, as a parent, trying to deal with a problem that a child is having, right to the source of insight and expertise that can help them make the next decision.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take care of this at home? Do I need to go in? Can we do a video exchange so that the physician can look, for instance, at a rash and make the diagnosis and get the treatment to happen right away? It's a really incredible opportunity and a place where the things that we're doing in the telehealth space are expanding dramatically.
And for the level of help that is required at that moment, I mean, obviously we're not going to do brain surgery here over the telephone, but we're just diagnosing and giving you some sense of comfort and counsel here. You know, this is proving to be, you know, fairly secure, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, quite secure. In fact, that's one of the things that's important that people should understand. Telehealth services should be delivered in that kind of a technology-secured environment, just as secure as the medical record that your doctor uses in the clinic, a critically important thing. You know, you point out that it is a comforting thing to have available to you in the middle of the night with a child, but there are really interesting things going on with telehealth that go beyond that. For instance, a stroke specialist who can help a care team with a patient in an emergency department, even when they're not there, to make sure that that's patient is getting the best care that is available, being able to connect not just patients to physicians, but physicians to physicians and teams to physicians, et cetera, all very important and exciting opportunities in this space.
Yeah, we love this technology, and as you say, you know, the immediate thing that we consider is our own, you know, sense and peace of mind. But as you just explained, with doctors being able to communicate one to another, this really advances and broadens the spectrum, doesn't it?
It does. At Kaiser Permanente, we work to try to take full advantage of that, because we do have primary care physicians who are working day-to-day with patients and who connect effectively to all the specialists that we use in an environment like that. These technologies make that kind of coordinated care even more effective, even more connected, and even more responsive to the patient's needs and the problems that arise that we're available to help them with. The other thing that's really fascinating about this is it gives us a chance to manage chronic disease in new ways, because we can monitor things like blood sugar in ways that we've never been able to before and bring that information into the conversation so that good proactive advice to help a patient manage their diabetes, for instance, and prevent complications is much easier to do in this environment.
Well, we're talking telehealth with Dr. Patrick Cornea, Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer for the National Health Plan and Hospitals Quality at Kaiser Permanente. Dr. Cornea, you know, we hear about telehealth, but what should we be looking for as, you know, we're looking to get connected with a service like this, and what should we avoid?
Well, there's a couple of things I would do. First, this is the time of year when people are going to be making decisions about their health plan coverage, this open enrollment time, and they should take advantage of a number of different sources of information. For example, Kaiser Permanente, we have kp.org, which is a way for folks to get more information about the telehealth services that we offer. They should do the same thing when they're looking at other health plans that they may choose. They should also look at the website that their own physician has available. And those sources of information can make it easier for them to make a wise decision about their health plan and their choices so that they're able to take full advantage of this. Now, there are some things that are well-suited to telehealth services, and they can be quite sophisticated, like I just described with stroke, dermatology. rheumatology, cardiology, other places where that's very effective. There are other places where it's not the right thing to do. If you're having chest pain, for instance, or some other life-threatening situation, you need to get immediately connected to the care that is going to help you in that moment, going to the emergency room, et cetera. But for many other things, being able to connect through these telehealth services can solve the problem or help you to make a better decision about your next step.
Yeah, without a doubt. What kind of questions should we be asking the doctor?
Oh, for instance, what kind of telehealth services do you have available? What are the ways that I can connect to you outside of coming in for a visit? Do you have scheduled telephone visits? Do you use text reminders? Do you use text exchanges to help me to manage my care? Are you looking at using information from my blood sugar monitor to help me with my diabetes? Those are the kinds of questions you should ask. And then also ask questions about how is it covered? What kind of co-pays? What kind of financial implications are there for me using these telehealth services?
So anything else that consumers can do to maximize their virtual encounters here, Dr. Cornea?
Yes. First of all, have that good connection with your physician. Be aware of not just what's available now, but keep up to date on new ways that telehealth services are changing the way we deliver health care.
Mm-hmm.
And also be really curious about how effective your care is and how satisfying that experience is when you're using the telehealth services. Keeping up to date on this is going to be really important, and it's changing rapidly, so every year you'll be seeing new capabilities available.
About 30 seconds left here, so as we wrap this up, two quick questions. Remind everybody of open enrollment, the dates, and also where they can go for more information.
Well, the dates vary from one employer to another, but this is that time of year, and they vary whether you're on Medicare or some other way of getting your health care coverage. The sources of information are your physician and the connection that you have with them, asking them questions about this. Websites for health plans like kp.org for Kaiser Permanente. The website of your clinic. And then other organizations like the American Telemedicine Society. All of those are great resources for you to learn more.
Great information. Dr. Patrick Cornea, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Have you ever found yourself at the end of your faith asking, where's God in this? If you've had a crisis of faith, then you'll want to see and bring your friends and family to a question of faith. When tragedy strikes three families, their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy, as the challenges of their faith could also resurrect their beliefs. What do you do when there's no faith left? Run to see this movie, A Question of Faith. Divided by loss, united by faith. Now playing.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The rules of business are changing, and women entrepreneurs are at the forefront of the transformation. According to the 2017 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, more than two-thirds of female entrepreneurs believe women will match or exceed men in holding C-suite or executive roles. Furthermore, a majority of women entrepreneurs believe women will achieve pay equality with men over the next two decades and anticipate that paid maternity leave policies will expand into at least 25 states. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
As I meet with women entrepreneurs across the country, I'm constantly struck by their unwavering resilience and optimism. These women are working for a brighter future, one that includes equal pay, work-life balance, and greater support for their families. Their insights about equality in the workplace bode incredibly well for the entire small business community.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
She packed my bags last night, we fly.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Rocket Man, burning out the fuse I've ever known.
No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans. The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Congratulations for connecting with us on any one of the 280 affiliates we have around this great country of ours, and of course even on shortwave around the world. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, and we also welcome the former governor Mike Huckabee with us, who's got some great news to share with us. Coming up, you've been wondering where the governor has been. He and his axe, and it's coming back on TVN next week, right, Governor?
It is, Bill, and I think it's going to be better than ever. We're going to launch the show from Nashville, Tennessee. We built out an amazing, beautiful theater that's going to host our show. We'll have a large room for live audience, lots of music. Of course, when you're in Nashville, it'd be a sin not to put music in the show.
Oh,
but it's going to be a little different than they've ever seen before, similar to what I did at the Fox Network. But I think what you'll see that's different is we're going to have a great deal more variety, everything from comedy, music, special features. We'll, of course, deal with topical issues. In fact, my very first guest is the President of the United States. So I think that sort of sets the stage that we're going to talk about serious things. But we're going to do it in a very civil way, because that's something I think is often missing in so many of the political discussions that are little more than political ping pong. Two sides basically just lobbying their very predictable talking points, and we're not really getting at the solutions that would change America, and that's what I hope we can do.
Yeah, that's been part of the challenge, Governor. As you know, people are talking at one another. There's not a connection in conversation. This is one thing that we've been striving to do for the almost 10 years that we've been doing this national show. And it has gone a long way toward healing. And boy, I'll tell you, if this country ever needed healing, it's now. But I think this is all it's all part of the fight and process. What do you think?
Well, I agree, Bill. One of the concerns I have is that when people talk over each other, it doesn't matter what your point of view is, you can't understand either person. And I, frankly, when I'm watching television and I see two people start interrupting each other, talking on top of each other, yelling at each other, I hit the mute button or sometimes I just change the channel to turn it off. I'm not going to watch that, in part because my mother raised me not to act like that. She said, you don't treat other people that way. So, my mother's been gone for 20 years, but her voice
still talking
rings
to you
loudly,
right,
in my head. Oh my gosh, she's still in my head, living rent free. Absolutely. I think it's just important that in this world where there's so much polarization of our politics, that while, that's fun and we can enjoy it, there needs to be some honest discussion about how do we fix the healthcare system or the tax structure, are the out-of-control government that is owned completely by donors and lobbyists, and to look at it honestly. And that's truly what I'm hoping we can do. And getting the show away from Washington, away from New York, and away from Hollywood, putting in the heartland of America, I think is going to go a long way to do that, because, frankly, I think that's what's been forgotten. People in the heartland don't think like the people living in the bubbles of New York, Washington, and Hollywood.
Yeah, and they let everybody know that you may have forgotten them, but hello, we're here. And look what we did last November, right?
And I think that was a real message that people still haven't received. 53 million people voted for Donald Trump, and people didn't think he could win. And even to this day, there are people who are curled up in a fetal position and failing to accept the results of the election. Well, it's bigger than Donald Trump, and it's not so much about him personally or even his presidency. It's about the long-rooted anger that people have for a government that they pay for, but they feel
exactly
like runs over them rather than leads them. And I think when we look at what's happening in Washington now, the failure of a majority Republican Party to be able to accomplish anything is utterly exasperating to so many of us who thought, okay, these guys get the majority in the House and the Senate and then get the White House. There's no limit to what they can do to get America on track and bring jobs back and bring American pride back. And instead, it seems like there's no limit to what they can't do.
Exactly.
And it's very frustrating.
Well, they've adjusted to the D.C. normal of less than 3% GDP, a $20 trillion debt that continues to increase. So if that's the new normal, how do we get this country back on track, Governor?
Well, Bill, I wish that they had have taken the tax issue on first back in January when they first came out of the gates. And I think a lot of people maybe don't understand when we talk about corporate tax rates, and they think, well, I'm not a corporation. It doesn't affect me. But actually, it affects every American more than any other tax for this simple reason. The reality is corporations don't really pay any tax. They collect it. They pass it to the government, but they build it into the cost of their goods and services, and it's the consumer who pays the corporate taxes, not the corporations. And they pay it in the form of higher prices. They pay it in the form of lower wages. And so if a person is working for XYZ Corporation and the corporation is paying 39% of what it earns to the federal government, the highest corporate tax rate in the entire world.
Exactly.
That's money that cannot go to the salaries and hourly wages of its workers. So they're not going to see a bigger paycheck. And it also goes to the cost. If they're making bread, picking a loaf of bread off the shelf, the bread costs more. Lowering that tax rate, what it means is the workers at the plant could likely see and most likely will see an increase in pay, and the cost of the product goes down, and that benefits consumers and workers alike. Now, in a perfect world, I wouldn't have any corporate tax rate. It would be zero.
Right.
We would only pay tax at the point of consumption. I'm still a strong believer in what's known as the fair tax, and it would be a tax at the point of consumption, and everybody pays it that way, Bill. But, you know, I don't expect we're going to get there, but by golly, we need to get somewhere where we start working for the American working class people.
Well, barring calling time out on this government that continues to run away spending money like a drunken sailor, and as they say, no offense to drunken sailors, you know, we continue like this, Governor. I mean, you know, you've got to, it's almost like we need another Ross Perot moment. I could see you with a, you know, some sort of, you know, a slideshow explaining, breaking down what you just broke down for everybody. That's very powerful because people are, they're just not educated. We have an educational issue here, and this is why so many people will lean into Bernie Sanders and a socialized medicine and way of thought, which is very dangerous because it puts the very institution, our U.S. Constitution, and this federal government in jeopardy.
You know, I think people only need to look as far as Venezuela to see what happens when you take a country that has great natural resources, as Venezuela does, an educated population, which Venezuela has had, a remarkable place in terms of its geography and its capability, and then you put in socialism, pure, unabashed socialism. And within a very short period of time, you go from a wealthy, prosperous nation where people are employed to a nation where the unemployment rate is staggeringly high and nobody has any money. And if they did have any money, they couldn't buy anything because there aren't any products to purchase. And they're standing in line for simple things like bread and toilet paper.
Yeah,
and it's
crazy.
Looking like the old Soviet Union. You know, they used to say about the Soviet Union that workers pretend to be working while the government pretends to be paying them. And that's what socialism ultimately leads to, is that workers don't work. The employer, which becomes the government, doesn't really pay. And everybody's living on the government's plantation. It's a terrible way to live. And it violates the fundamental essence of us being Americans with all the liberties that we were endowed with as a result of our incredible document, the Constitution.
Exactly. Shared pain like you can't imagine unless you happen to move to Venezuela. Governor Huckabee, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the new show. We've missed you. We're glad you're back. Can't look forward. You know, can't wait to hear all the Nashville Cats that you're going to have be playing with you. You're right there in the middle of it all. So it should be a lot of fun. And I know that TBN is going to give you a lot more flexibility in terms of being able to, as you say, offer a broader spectrum and form of entertainment on your show like we haven't seen before.
Well, I think that's right. And Bill, if people want to know how can they get it in their area, TBN is most likely on everyone's cable system. They may not even realize it. I've had a lot of people say that, but if they go to TBN.org and there's a channel finder, you put in your zip code and it'll tell you exactly where TBN is on your local television screen. And I hope people will be watching our premiere show. It's going to be on October the 7th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. Our first guest is, well, we couldn't get anyone really big, so we just decided we'd go with the President of the United States. Donald Trump will be our very first guest on the show, and I hope people will watch.
Well, congratulations, Governor. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Bill. Great to talk to you.
Always. Take care, buddy. Bye.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you?